Baby, I'm gonna steal your heart on a daily basis.
Arrested Productions podcast. I knew you were going to listen to this
baby
podcast because it's the best one in the world, and everyone here doesn't really
baby
care about it. It's featuring some members such as Air, Leo, Matt, Ryan, also Grace and Mason. Who the
baby
is that nobody knows? Lane and Sky, Lanye North.
How could this happen?
Baby.
Oh, again! It did it again! Your fucking SoundCloud automatically plays the next song on the list. So after we played the intro, it was Hollywood Undead.
Oh, dude, Usual Suspects, great song that came out.
I don't listen to them, but I can try.
All right. Anyways, guys, welcome to the Rested Podcast.
With today we have Leo and Matt. Ryan, I'm sorry.
Yeah, all right. So it's just us because
everyone else is a bitch.
Yeah, I was going to say Air is a bitch, but then I didn't want to single out Air, so I was going to put Sky and Air as a bitch, but then I...
Yeah, but it was like, yeah, we should record a podcast tomorrow. And we're like, all right, let's do that.
Yeah, and then everybody's
right?
Like, I'm going to go sleep.
And today he's like, I'm gonna go, and just like scurries away.
I got shit to do, man. I'm going to the mall tomorrow.
If this was a cartoon, he would be like scurrying away.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like the mouse he is. No, I'm kidding. Yeah,
he could be a... Oh, what's that mouse's name? That's in
Jerry?
No, not Jerry. The one that's in Speedy. The Mexican mouse that's in like a... That's in Looney Tunes. The Speedy Gonzales.
I forget what he looks like, but I'm not looking him up because people are just gonna yell at me.
Speedy Gonzales, man. Yeah, Air would look, because his name, he would be exactly like Speedy Gonzales.
Oh, I get it, Roberto. His name
is
Roberto.
Roberto.
I mean, you heard nothing. That's his slave name according to him.
Yeah.
Speedy Gonzales.
Yeah, Speedy Gonzales.
Right, put that in the link dump. Hey, we already got a link dump picture. Nice.
Oh, snap.
I like his yellow hat. I would like to wear that.
Yeah.
And then when I'm sleeping, I would have somebody stick it on my... Anyways!
Oh, Leo, so you watched the first episode of House of Cards, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. Kevin Spacey's fucking amazing in it.
Oh, dude, Kevin Spacey's hot as fuck. Did you... Do you like it so far?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I don't know what the fuck's happening. Much,
yeah, I wouldn't suggest looking up shit.
Yeah, I already spoiled something for myself. Guys...
Do you know what character it was about?
Yeah.
Oh.
So... Also, Kay Mara's fucking hot. But anyways.
Oh, dude, yeah.
What was I gonna say? Oh, yeah. Don't look up spoilers.
Yeah,
I mean, not even spoilers. If you're trying to learn names of a show, like I had to do in, like, Game of Thrones, which, really good show, but we watch it. never look up, like, the characters' names.
No.
Like, I looked up House of Cards, and I was like, shit. No.
Yeah, that's always a bad idea.
Fuck
I looked
me.
Up, One, I looked up Dying Light and fucking spoilers, and then I looked up, back when I was on a huge House MD binge, I looked up the characters, and I was looking at one character specifically, and then there was like a spoiler about it, and I was like, no, god dang it, I didn't know this, and I was so upset with myself.
The first thing that always comes up is let's see, I don't know, what's a show? Let's see, that we can really spoil. Alright, Harry Potter.
Harry Potter.
If you look up Professor Snape or Snape, Severus Snape, the first thing will be Severus Snape. Second thing, Severus Snape death. That's what's gonna come up. That's what every single character that actually dies. And actually, I've seen characters that don't die in Game of Thrones, and I looked them up, and it still says death, and I'm like, what the fuck? Why do people look this up? It doesn't even make sense.
Yeah,
it's
no.
It's dumb. Don't do it. If
never
you want
look up
to
spoilers.
Have the full experience. Unless you've already spoiled it for yourself, like a dumb fuck, so, like,
yeah.
Me with Walking Dead. So, the Walking Dead game was coming out, like, the first season,
mm-hmm.
And I was like, wow, this is pretty great. So I went to the wiki, and every time an episode would come out, I would just scroll down to the deaths and see who died that episode, because I'm an asshole. Like, even the fifth episode when, dies, like, I knew that already beforehand, because I spoiled it for myself, so it wasn't as emotional, because I knew what would happen.
Aw, dude, I knew that happened, because I watched a YouTuber play it, and I still, like, cried my eyes out, man.
Well, oh, yeah, and then I watched a YouTuber.
Yeah.
And then, like, and then I played it, and it wasn't as emotional, because I knew it would happen. So, like, it's, I don't know how
I
the
mean,
fuck it's just... stupid.
At least for me, if I have, like, a spoiler for a death or something, like, I know they'll die, but then just watching it firsthand or playing it firsthand actually has, like, an emotional experience still for me. I guess, like...
I guess I still felt chills when I played the 5th episode, but I wasn't crying, because, like, I knew it happened.
I did. I knew it happened, but I... Oh, my God.
Speaking of crying, I did cry a little bit today. I watched 12 Years a Slave today. Did you watch it?
Yeah, I watched it when it came out.
Fucking amazing movie, but,
dude,
yeah.
Michael Fassbender's beard, though.
Dude, that fucking beard. But I cried at the end. Like, I'm... it's a serial movie. Can we say what happens, or...
I mean... I would assume it's an Oscar. It was an Oscar nominee, so I guess we could.
All right, so one of these, you know, like they're all like fucking Solomon. That's his name. Mm-hmm. He meets his family again, and they're all happy, and they're crying. And I was like, "Oh, that's so sweet!" And like started crying tears of happiness a little bit. And then I was like, "Oh shit, don't cry." That's I don't know.
Yeah.
What was I gonna talk about? Oh yeah, Brad Pitt's in the movie. In that movie, I don't think he was that good in that movie.
I don't think Brad Pitt's good in it. No, Brad Pitt.
No, he's a good
actor. He's alright. He's alright. Oh, did you see Inglourious Basterds with Brad Pitt?
Nope.
Oh, dude, you need to watch Inglourious Basterds. Quentin Tarantino directs it and everything, man.
Fucking Quentin Tarantino. I need to watch a Tarantino
Michael
movie.
Fassbender's in that too. Michael Fassbender and Brad Pitt are in every movie together.
Are you serious?
Pretty much, yeah.
Hot. Are they in Fury together?
I don't think so. No.
You know who else is in Fury? Hmm. John Bernthal.
Oh, dude.
Dude, nice. Shane Walsh. He's a beauty.
I need to watch that still.
You know Ethan Hawke?
Mm-hmm.
He's beautiful.
Yeah.
I need to watch, what's that movie? Predestination. Did you watch it?
No. I didn't.
Dude, movie night?
Oh, dude, yeah. Movie nights are great nights.
Oh, yeah, fucking... I have so many movies I need to watch, but... Yeah, we should watch, if you listen to this, we should watch Fast and Furious together. All the movies. Even Tokyo Drift.
No, don't watch Tokyo Drift.
Even Tokyo Drift.
Oh, God, I hated Tokyo Drift.
Yeah, but, I mean, opinions, bro.
But it didn't have...
Didn't have what?
It didn't have that one certain actor in it.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson?
Yeah.
Oh.
I was upset when I watched it, and I was like, no, God damn it. No, why?
Does it have an Asian guy?
I think so.
Oh.
Probably it's Tokyo Drift.
Then I'm watching it. Fucking Tokyo. What's it... If Tokyo Drift, like... A movie called it's called Tokyo Drift, and it doesn't have a fucking Asian guy. I'm gonna riot. Like, why? That's so racist.
Plot twist: they replaced The Rock with an Asian guy.
The Rock is actually an Asian guy.
Oh shit!
They probably just photoshopped his face onto the movie for the whole time. You can never tell though.
That'd be funny.
That would be pretty funny. Somebody go do it. No, I'm kidding. Don't do it.
That would take forever. Torture. Though.
That would take 50 fucking years to do.
How long is that movie?
I don't know. I never watched it. I could look it up, but somebody's going to yell at me.
I would.
It's like, you know, I looked up John Quincy Adams in an old podcast, and people were like, oh my God, don't look it up. Wait, rules. Like, dude, it's a fucking podcast.
Wait, is he the one with the sideburns?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know why
he's
I
a hot
at you
one.
For that then.
No, I was like, no, because you guys were talking about presidents, and then I was like... Because I think you were like, John Quincy Adams is ugly or something. I don't know what he said. And then I was like, what? And I looked up pictures of him. And I was like, he's fucking hot. Like, those sideburns, blah, blah, blah. And I think I said something about looking him up. And I don't know if it was all you guys or just a couple of people. You guys were like, oh my God, you can't look shit up. And I was like, what the fuck? That's bullshit. It's a podcast. Do
Have
we need rules?
Have you seen
rules?
Andrew Jackson?
Nope.
Look him up.
Yeah, I can probably look stuff up freely in this fucking episode because there's no ear to yell at me for, fucking asshole. I'm not getting in the ear.
I would have to say Andrew Jackson has to be one of the most distinguishable presidents of like the early presidency before Lincoln.
Oh,
then Lincoln came along and he
it's
because like,
of his like luscious gray hair, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, I've seen him in history class.
Aw, dude, that's the best class to see. Fucking Andrew Jackson.
Oh, speaking of history class. We were talking about slavery in history class, and, like, we had a demonstration.
That's a touchy subject.
Yeah, so, you, like, in the old times, you know, government was avoiding slavery for a pretty long time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they didn't want to talk about it and shit. Yeah. So they were, like, stockpiling other problems on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
And to display that, fuck it, my teacher takes a bunch of flashcards, throws them on the ground, and then he takes a bunch of jackets, throws them on the ground, and then he takes the garbage can, flips it over,
what?
everything falls all over the ground. And there was like a can of fucking Snapple, bing! And I was like, oh, my ears did not like that. But, and there's just garbage everywhere. And he takes a fucking box of crayons and throws it on the floor. And I'm like, what the fuck is he doing? And he's like, he was like, this is like what they were doing to slavery. They were stockpiling it so much. And at one point, they couldn't hide it anymore or something like that. And I was like, this guy's fucking insane.
What? Wait, was that Friday?
Yeah.
Oh, that's because yesterday, at least when this podcast comes out, it was the 50th anniversary of Selma.
Oh, Selma. Speaking of Selma, the movie was good.
I didn't see the movie.
Are you serious? No. Oprah was in it. Also, I'm going to admit, I was really fucking tired that day. So I almost fell asleep while watching the movie for like a part of it. And I was fighting the urge to not sleep because I wanted to watch the movie. But like at the same time, I was like, no, I need to. What happened the past 10 minutes? And like, fucking. It's so. Like, sleep has been a problem for me these days. Like, today. Yesterday, I slept for like, 12 hours? I woke up at like 11 today, 11:30. And then I had a piano lesson. But, anyways. Like, I was watching, like, a bunch of podcasts today from other people. Mm-hmm. And
are you cheating on us?
No, shut up. I felt really tired. I was like, what the fuck? I had, like, 12 hours of sleep. Why am I so tired? Why do I need to sleep right now? Now I'm, like, fucking alright. Like, normal. Yeah. But, like, a couple of hours ago, I was fucking tired as shit. And it happens to me every day now, almost. Mm-hmm. Especially because, like, I get, like, 2 hours of sleep a day. Or more like 5. Fuck it. But, like, so I'm afraid that when I start driving, I'm just gonna like fall asleep during the middle and gonna crash myself to death.
Oh, dude!
So I don't know. Yeah.
My neighbor did that.
When I almost fell asleep while driving.
No, he did, and like.
Holy shit!
Yeah, it was like shit went down that day, man.
Did he get hurt?
No, not really.
Oh, lucky.
Yeah, he was pretty fine though.
Like good, cause. I don't want that to happen to me. I need to fix my sleep schedule.
Yeah.
Or
my
at least.
My I kept falling asleep at like 7 or 8, and then I would wake up at like 5 in the morning, and I was so energized, or 4 in the morning, and I was like, yeah, I'm ready to rock this day. Let's go to school and shit, and now I'm like, no.
I can't wait till school is over, let's be honest.
Oh, dude, it's like.
It's like torture.
15 more weeks.
15 more weeks. Oh, this year. I meant like the whole of high school, but yeah.
Oh, well. Well, that's a bit longer, but I mean, like, this year in general is like 15 more weeks, at least for me. 5 weeks was Friday, so.
5 weeks was Friday.
Was it?
Yeah, I just confused myself. Wait, shit, it's already March.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Dude, remember when we met in November?
Yeah, that's insane. Oh, my God. I still remember when I was 13, I had my first. No, okay.
Fuck that song. I remember when we did the first recording for the podcast. It was December 11th, and it was a Saturday. And.
December 11th.
I still barely knew any of you guys.
Was that when I still sounded like a nerd?
I think so, yeah.
Like you can. If you watch my older Achievement After Community videos, right? Mm-hmm. I can tell myself that, like, I have, like, kind of, like this kind of voice.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, shit. No wonder why it's so cringy to
watch. Dude, it's just the puberty.
Nobody's gonna get that. Only, it's like a joke.
Well, I mean, if you now analyze. Jesus Christ, I can't speak today. If you analyze the words puberty, it's basically, you know.
Puberty.
Puberty, yeah.
Yeah, like, I like to joke around with that kind of topic.
Yeah.
So, like, one point I was like, puberty, not puberty, it's puberty, and I don't know why, it was so funny, but it's funny, and,
puberty releases hormones.
Yeah, speaking of hormones, I spelled hormones with, like, the whore, like, W-H-O-R, W-H-O-R-E, whore, and then moans, like, ah, so it's, like, hormones.
Can you do that again?
Well, like, M-O-N, like, moan, like, ah. Is it that funny? Well, then, I don't know, I found a new ringtone for myself.
Dude, I'm gonna, like, remix that now.
That'd be fucking awkward, like, you're in class, in the middle, somebody calls you, you forgot to turn your phone silent, so it's like,
dude, I wanna get,
from your pocket.
Back to House of Cards, I wanna get, Frank Underwood's ringtone.
Francis Underboob?
Yeah, Francis Underboob. I want to get that ringtone so bad.
What's the ringtone?
There's a lot of videos on YouTube where you can just download it.
I don't want to go to YouTube, though. I don't want to spoil the show for myself.
I don't know how I found those videos. I searched something.
Probably searched Kevin Spacey porno on YouTube.
I did search that once. It came up with a scene. I want to say it was a scene from... I don't know if it was Usual Suspects. Oh my god! I don't know if it was the Usual Suspects or it was something else, but it like came up with a scene and I was like, shit.
Dude. So, anyways... Dude, yeah. Is it red or is I was gonna say, is it white or gold, white and gold, or blue and black? But it said red.
Is it red? I don't know.
Is it red? Yeah, no, it's actually
very belligerent.
Easter egg. You see, there's an Easter egg where it makes it look red. That's the thing.
Dude, is there
new community video idea?
Oh yeah, on a dress.
I'm gonna like fucking go back to the old times, and I wanna talk like this, like a nerd, and like. Hey guys, it's Leo, Lee Hashi, and I'm here with Matt Ryan. We should link my first community video.
Oh yeah, we should.
From last July.
Was that the Amnesia?
Yeah, that was the Amnesia one.
With
Kambosa,
right?
Yeah, Kambosa's cool, dude. I love it.
Kambosa's nice. And by nice, I mean like he's nice. Like I don't really know him personally.
You don't really know him. So
I was in a thing with him once, but that was
it's fucking somebody in the past. It's like I don't really know Hitler that much, but I think he's a nice dude.
I used to say that all the time when I was in 7th grade. I was
Hitler's
like,
a nice dude.
You know, I don't know Hitler, but he seemed really cool.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Yes, my son, shut up, Bear.
I mean, I was a strange kid like back in 7th grade. Yeah, back in 7th grade, I was like, dude, Stalin's the coolest guy ever, and, like, Hitler's his BFF, and they should, like, totally bang. And then I was like, wait a second.
Dude, that was, like, before your president addiction.
Oh, no, dude, that was 7th grade, too, though. That was right after. Oh. I was like, yeah, but JFK, though.
JFK, dog, like, oh,
JFK. I share a birthday with Ulysses S. Grant, and that's probably the reason why I love presidents.
God. I wonder how many people actually know who JFK is. How many 7th graders know what JFK is?
I'm pretty sure with this generation, like, the way this generation's growing up, I'm pretty sure at least...
Probably, like, 21?
Yeah.
21?
21 what?
7th graders.
Oh, yeah, probably 21 7th graders out of every 7th grade in the United States knows
JFK. See, they have better stuff to worry about, like puberty and hormones. No, but puberty, though.
Just the way you stretched out moans.
Moans.
Oh, that's perfect.
Never gonna take those words seriously. I can never take a sex education class seriously anymore. Isn't that what they call it in high school?
We don't have that anymore.
Yeah, I know. I'm glad we don't. Fucking looking at pictures of herpes was just like...
I never saw that. My education in 8th grade was just, weed.
Weed?
Weed. That's all it was.
That was 7th grade for me. 7th grade, it was like...
7th grade right, was kids, nutrition.
Don't do drugs.
6th like, grade was puberty. Okay.
Puberty, yeah. 6th grade was puberty when most people were still like hi, and then they were like the early adopters, like early
adapters?
Developers. Like, you know, there was Larry King, like hello.
Yeah, dude, Larry King, man. I bet he was like 10.
And then some, I don't know. And then girl that sits next to you with like the biggest boobs.
I don't think I ever had that in my grade.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
I had like one.
And I want to like, say there wasn't.
And back then I was like, what the fuck happened to her? Is she alright? Does she have a disease? And I was
there was like one guy who had a really low voice and I was like, what the fuck?
Wait, when? 10-year-old?
No. It was when I was in 6th grade. There was a kid.
Oh, 6th grade? Well, what the fuck? Puberty? 6th grade, it's understandable. But like 5th grade?
5th grade? Oh god, no.
Imagine a 5th grader with like, hello, like, well, I mean, other than Larry King.
So,
no one's gonna listen to this fucking podcast, so, I mean, Larry King, we don't need to explain it, do we?
Larry King, well, I mean, if they watch the Let's Plays.
Yeah, if you watch the Rest in, go watch the Rest in Plays, fucking...
Master Chief Collection.
Master Chief Collection with Leo and Ryan, part one, second video uploaded on the channel. I know all of this, because I do all the fucking work for it. let's see. Skip to, like, 5 minutes, I think, and you'll see his cute story about Larry King and...
Yeah.
and Ryan.
It's a pretty great story. I mean, it was mainly you, though, because it was your dad.
Yeah, fucking my father's a scary man. He's a fair man, but he's fucking scary.
Is he fair like Frank Underwood?
No, Frank Underwood's fucking cruel. Come on.
Yeah, but...
Spoiler, he kills a... in the first episode. In the first scene that he's in.
Oh, well, I mean, that's not really a spoiler if it's the first scene.
That's the joke that JPG...
What?
That's the joke that JP... You know, fuck it. I'm not gonna...
Alright, buddy. Alright.
So, fuck it. We talked about what? House of Cards, Kevin Spacey, and Pepper T. Speaking of Pepper T... I don't know what I was gonna go into.
I don't know what you were gonna go on there either. I mean, shout out to all, like, the 12-year-olds, man.
You know what's really weird? Like, you have over the summer, right? Like, last year, 9th grade. I was in 9th grade. And, like, over the summer.
Must be nice.
Summer. And then, like, you go back to the sophomore year.
Yeah.
And, like, you're in class with a bunch of people that you don't talk to much. And, like, some people hear your voice, so I was like, who the fuck is that?
Oh, dude, my best friend did that. Like, my best... So, we went in... It was 8th grade to 9th grade. And I didn't see him all summer. And it was, like... All of a sudden, like, he had, like, a higher-pitched voice, like, when we were in 8th grade. And then all of a sudden, in 9th grade, he had the most gravelly-sounding voice. And I was like, what the fuck happened to you?
What does a gravelly-sounding voice sound like?
Dean.
Is it a sexy voice, or is it a not
Yeah, it's like, do you know Misha Collins' Castiel on Supernatural?
I know Misha Collins because you're fucking obsessed with him. But I
Yeah, you're right. It's like Misha Collins, but like playing Castiel, if you ever heard that. That's basically what his voice sounded like, but like a little bit higher pitched.
Well, I mean, he just said Pepper T.
Yeah, you're right.
Never take that word seriously. Pepper T. Just send it to me, I guess, after the podcast.
I will, buddy. I'll be in the link dump also.
Oh, yeah, go for it.
We have a link dump on iTunes. Like, is that a thing?
No,
I don't know how Air does that, so...
Air does it. Okay. Air does all this shit.
Yeah, Air does the podcast, Leo does the videos, I just be in it.
I also run the channel, basically.
I said you do the videos, that kind of...
Yeah, so do the channel.
At the same time?
Like, fuck?
Yeah.
Oh, totally, dude. I do it all day, every day.
All day, every day.
I have a really depressing radio voice. I don't know, like, I can't really talk loud right now because my parents are asleep and I don't want my father to come in the door yelling for being Larry King. So, I'm just like...
I could do a Jimmy Stewart impression, but I can't do a Jimmy Stewart
impression. Welcome to the Wrestling Podcast. Today we have Ryan and Leo.
Welcome to the Wrestling Podcast. My voice is... Fuck!
Wrestling Podcast.
The Wrestling Podcast.
Hormone.
Oh my god!
You should spell it out in the link dump, like, just not even a link, it just spelled out hormone and puberty. Well, puberty is basically the same, except, like, an extra B.
Yeah.
And the T, like, British T, English T.
Hello, mate.
Hello, mate. That's a fucking Australian accent.
Good night, mate. Today we're gonna explore the outback with the kaiju.
Kaiju? Didn't know there was a bit of Japanese mix in there.
Yeah. I mean, I really want to hear an Australian person speak Japanese now. Like not just an Australian person, but, like, an Australian person with, like, a deep, thick accent.
Just look that up, you know.
I would, but I can't use you look it up. Playing on Destiny.
Oh, well, I can, but I'm going to yell no. That joke is fucking into the ground already.
Yeah.
Speaking of jokes that are run into the ground. No, I'm not gonna complain about them. I'm okay with that. Well, I'm not okay with some jokes because I feel like they're really, really fucking not funny anymore. But I'm not gonna complain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is an unrelatable topic, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, so guys, do you have any do you have a group of friends that, like, you talk to constantly?
And you guys... say guys? Do you have?
Oh, what? I mean, general. Like, do people? Do I have to say people?
People.
Hey, do you people? I don't give a fuck, really.
Okay.
What the fuck was I talking about?
Group of friends.
So does anyone have, like, a group of friends, right? Well, I mean, and then they fucking make a joke over and over again until it's not funny anymore. And every time you say it, you cringe and you get really, really fucking angry because it's just not funny anymore.
Did you mean Rustin Productions?
Well, I mean, I have like two jokes that aren't fucking funny anymore, but other than that, I'm usually all right with jokes.
Yeah.
All right with jokes. Wow. I remember saying that I don't like it when people are serious. And now I'm just like, I'm hard with jokes. God. I'm a piece of cunt.
A piece of cunt?
Yeah. Wait, is that... Do people not say that?
No, people don't say that.
All right.
Well, they'll say, like, I'm a little cunt or something like that. They don't say I'm a piece of cunt.
Well, that's my signature saying now. Piece of cunt.
Piece of cunt. All right.
Every time we say that. The trademarked. Yeah, you're right. Fucking... What was I gonna say?
I don't know. What were you gonna say?
This is me and my brain. I have, like, things I want to talk about, but I forget. I need to go back to another topic. Puberty. That's the one thing I can go back to.
Is it?
No. I'm done talking about it.
Why did you say that? It's the one thing I can go back to.
I mean, puberty is when a child goes through the process of becoming an adult.
Right. I didn't learn about this in school. Please explain.
All right. Welcome to health sex education. What did they call it in your school? They called it health class for me.
It was just health.
Oh. So is it like universal? Not universal, but like countrywide or?
Yeah. No, it's more of a northern thing. They call it health, I would say.
Northern.
Like my, I have a couple of friends that are from Alabama and they didn't call it that at all.
Alabama?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, this is a big country, so.
Yeah, it is. It's a big country with a big ambition.
And a big penis.
Kevin Spacey?
Michael Fassbender?
Oh my god! Michael Fassbender in Shame? You know what George Clooney said after he watched Shame?
I've never watched the movie, but I don't know.
It was at... Okay, so it was basically where Michael Fassbender played like the sex addict.
Ooh,
he had a scene where he was naked, and George Clooney at an award ceremony, like, basically looked at Michael Fassbender straight in the eye, and he was like, "You know, I bet you could play golf with your hands tied behind your back." And it was like, "What the fuck, George Clooney? There's people there."
Well, I mean, I'm guessing he was joking around.
I don't know, man. George Clooney.
Some people might be really sensitive to those jokes, though.
Yeah, I would assume. I mean, there were women there. No.
But it's just a joke, come on.
Yeah.
How does that offend anyone?
I don't know, man.
Like, yeah, maybe you can play Thai golf. Thai golf?
Thai golf?
Play golf tied behind your back hands. Ah, fuck. But how does anyone get offended? Like, just saying he has a big penis.
I mean, maybe somebody didn't think he did. Like, maybe...
Oh, that's so offensive. Michael Fassbender, small penis. I don't know what... It hurts my feelings.
Like, maybe if they watched the movie and they were like, "What? That's so wrong, George Clooney. You lied to me." And, like, you know, they got offended by George Clooney.
Because... So they were just staring at fucking Michael Fassbender's penis the whole fucking movie.
No, the funny thing is, though, it's literally, like, 4 seconds, and then it's gone, and you don't ever, like...
Wait, is it nude?
Yeah. Well, no, just that scene where he's, like, waking up and he goes to the bathroom and that's it.
Yeah, but they show his penis.
Yeah.
Though, how big is it?
I mean, he could play...
Go up with his hands, I mean. I'm like a 15-year-old young moolah. So, I mean, I don't really look at penises.
I know, I do.
Well, yeah, but...
Kevin Spacey. Did you see that one pic I posted? I'm not going to post a link dump to this. I'm just going to say it. But there was a pic there was a URL I posted in a Skype chat, and it was like Kevin Spacey in the water, and it was...
I don't know if I looked at it.
Oh, good.
When I'm not in a Skype call, I usually just skip through the chats, because sometimes
you were in the Skype call.
Yeah, I probably skipped over it.
Yeah.
Especially if it's, like, 300 messages. Like, I just skip all over that shit.
The whole Skype on Friday was pretty much all Kevin Spacey related.
Fry bay?
Do you like to fry your bays?
Whoa, calm down.
I know I do. On the stick, because they're all... Never mind.
Are you satisfied with your care? It says Baymax. B-A-E-Max. You see what I did there?
Yeah.
Did you watch Big Hero 6?
I never saw that movie.
Fuck. You need to watch it. Every time I say I'm gonna fucking give you a link to it, but I keep on forgetting.
No, you don't.
Actually, I'm gonna send it to you now. You should put it in the link dump, maybe.
That's illegal.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't matter?
No, it doesn't. I'll put it in the fucking link.
I don't give a fuck. Well, I mean, I might give a fuck if I get arrested, but...
They don't know your last name. It's alright.
Yeah, it's Horvath.
Dude, my last name's Spacey.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it really?
It wasn't that his grandmother's maiden name?
Spacey?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because, like, his actual last name's Fowler.
Really?
Yeah.
No way.
Dude, there's a high school by me that's called Fowler, and I'm like, yo, Kevin Spacey.
Oh my god, is it named after him? Like, Washington High School and Adams High School.
You know, I don't actually have any of those over here.
Yeah, same. I feel so uninspired. Like,
yeah, but dude, I got Fowler, man. Spacey.
Like, Roosevelt High School. Which fucking Roosevelt? There's like 3,000.
Wait, pronounce that again.
Roosevelt.
Roosevelt?
Theodore Roosevelt. What is it, Roosevelt?
Roosevelt.
Oh my god, fuck off.
Roosevelt.
Oh my god. Hey, you're not grammatically correct.
It's grammatically correct.
God, you're like the people who say shit.
I said shit a lot, man.
No, I had an example, but I fucking lost it. Let me think of it. Fuck.
Kevin Spacey.
Fuck. There's Kevin a Spacey. Word. It's like right there, but I can't. Fuck it. You know, I'm not even. I'll just use those fucking different words. So okay. If you have an accent, you might say salad. People are like, no, it's salad. Like, fuck off. Jesus.
Do you say salad?
No. I'm just using it as an example.
I say,
Also, I'm a grammar Nazi too, so I'm a hypocrite.
Do you say lever or lever?
Lever.
Okay. Why? I say lever.
God. No, it's lever.
Well, because the thing is, though, I used to watch a YouTube group. I guess we can say YouTube group's name.
Right? Who gives a shit? Okay. I just watch
Well, PewDiePie. I watched the Yogscast. Yogscast. Which are obviously. Oh, well, they're British and.
Oh, yeah, I know that much.
Yeah, they were playing Minecraft and they were using levers, and shit. So I was like, oh, snap. Wait, that's how you pronounce it? Because I was thinking 7th grade technology at the time.
And
we had a cantilever as one of our group projects that we had to make. And I was there was one girl who was picking a fucking fight with me because she was like, no, it's cantilever. And I was like, it's a fucking cantilever, you bitch. Oh, and then our teacher told her it was a cantilever. And I felt so satisfied. I was like, fuck you.
Well, I mean, she got destroyed.
Yeah, she did. You know what?
That reminds me of that's really, really fucking stupid and pointless. Console wars.
Aw, dude, yeah.
It's so fucking... I almost used the word I shouldn't. It's so stupid. Like, it's... If you look at a fucking video on YouTube about, like, either the Xbox One or PS4, there's always some baby, like, oh my god, this other one better. Or, like, some PC asshole's going, like, PC is so much better than both of them. Like, dude, just play... Doesn't matter. Just play the fucking console. Why does it matter if it's better than the other one?
It honestly doesn't matter. Like, as long as it does what it's supposed to do, who the fuck cares, man?
Also,
like,
PC... I mean, PC is good, I like it, but who gives a shit if you have better frame per second, or better graphics, or mods are pretty cool, but, like, really?
Yeah.
Just pick whatever you have, pick whatever you like and leave the others alone. Does it matter that you have to argue? Jesus, I don't know. Yes, we're switching up here. No, but I don't know.
It's alright, I also have a PlayStation.
No, I don't, but that's one thing that really just pisses me off. It's just fucking people, like, the one better than the other.
It's really annoying, though. Like, people are like, oh, why did you buy this instead of that? And it's like, well, because this was actually cheaper. And they're like, no, it's because you like that better. And it's like, it was cheaper.
It's usually just what I see is, like, graphics / tech, the technical thingies, like, which one runs better and shit. And it's like, why does it matter? Like, I like the Xbox One a lot. It's a fun console. And I'm a console guy.
Yeah. I only have one reason for why I didn't want the... Well, I have two reasons for why I didn't want the PS4.
Why not?
I didn't want it because most of you guys were going to get the Xbox One, or had the Xbox One, so I was like, oh, well, I mean, I want to play with friends.
You want to fit in the cool kid group.
Yeah. And then, number two, I can't use the claw. I can't even use the claw on my PS3 controller, and I'm so pissed.
When I'm gonna go into that?
Yeah, I'll post an image of me holding the PS3 controller.
Do put that in the link to them.
Yep, I'll do that.
Although I think the PS4 controller is actually pretty cool.
It's alright. It's too large for my hands.
How is it too large?
I have really baby hands. My hands are as large as my mom's hands, and I'm like 6 inches taller than her.
But the Xbox One controller is like,
it's not that large.
A lot bigger, isn't it?
No, well, no. See, the PS4 controller is wider than the Xbox One.
That's what you mean. I tell you.
Yeah,
like,
no. I don't mean like.
I was like, what the fuck?
I don't mean like Kevin Spacey. I mean like it's.
Alright, bringing Kevin Spacey again. How many references? How about here's a drinking game. Every time fucking Ryan mentions Kevin Spacey, drink.
Drink.
You die.
You be dead
you
by
just
right now.
Die.
Like
right now. At not this even moment, now. Like you'd be from dead. The beginning.
Yeah.
Especially if you play Cards Against Humanity with us. Like, if Ryan is the Cards are Cards Against Humanity, he will always choose Kevin Spacey.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I made a card that's like, Kevin Spacey, this is an automatic win because I know that Ryan will always choose this one, and he won't even finish the card before he chooses this one, which he did, sadly. But
well, I mean, I didn't do the other two. I didn't even read the other two.
Oh, well, yeah.
I was
if
like...
If you see K, you're like, I smell Kevin.
Kevin.
Is that your war cry?
Yeah, I go into battle just screaming, Kevin.
Kevin!
Kevin!
Gets shot in the head. He's like, Kevin! Shot in the head by American Sniper. I need to watch that movie.
It's pretty good. Bradley Cooper, man.
Bradley Cooper.
There's so much controversy over it, and honestly, yeah. I don't give a shit about the politics behind it. I'm just like, yo, it's a good movie. I don't care.
Politics hurt my brain.
Politics don't hurt my brain, which is why I fucking love House of Cards. Though, you don't need to really know politics as long as you can grasp the plot.
Thank God.
Yeah. Like, if you can understand what's going on, like, you can understand what the characters are doing, then you should be just fine. And...
Or you could just watch for Kate Mara. God. And Kevin Spacey, but...
I mean, no. Well, yeah. Yeah.
Fucking...
I was gonna say something, but you didn't. Never mind.
What?
So, no, no more about.
Can we talk about the episode one?
Uh-huh.
Was she just trying to, Kate Mara's character, Zoe?
Mm-hmm.
Well, she's just trying to, like, get Kevin's Francis Underwood to... Francis or Frank?
Both. I mean, his wife calls him Francis, but...
Oh, so Francis Underwood to, like, get, what the fuck? Like, was she trying to sexually
get in his pants?
In her favor? Or something like that?
Was she trying to get in his favor, or was he trying to get in her favor?
I don't know what the fuck. What was she trying to do?
I mean, as far as my knowledge goes, like, he, what happened in episode one? I don't even know.
It was a scene where she, like, takes off her scarf, and you can see her cleavage, and Spacey's like...
She was trying to seduce him.
Oh, did not work.
Mm-mm.
Although it would have worked on, you know, people like me. No.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. Dude, that was hot.
I mean,
like, Kevin Spacey's hot too. So
you're both of them together.
God, this is a podcast. 40 minutes in, almost.
Almost, man.
This is an interesting podcast, isn't it?
Yeah.
Talk about politics and console wars and Kate Mara.
I mean, speaking of politics,
and Spacey and Kevin Spacey and Spacey. And
wow,
Kevin
everyone
Spacey.
Would be dead by now.
Yeah, but didn't we say Ryan specifically?
Yeah, I mean, Kevin Spacey's a great guy, but, like, Kevin Spacey can do more of them, so... Because,
sorry.
I was going to like Kevin Spacey, and, like, this link came up about Kevin Spacey. It was called, like, Everything Kevin Spacey. No, it was called Everything Spacey. And it had, like, Kevin Spacey on all these magazines, like...
So now that you're sick of water, let's go on to another topic.
Yeah. Alright, so...
Get it? Because I can't drink. I'm underage.
Yeah, I see what you did there. Straight bourbon.
What?
Hmm?
What's that?
Bourbon?
Burp. Is that like a B version of urban?
Sure. So next topic.
Alright then. Let's just move on.
I was gonna say, speaking of politics,
God.
There was Obama walked the bridge yesterday. Technically.
What bridge?
In Selma. for the 50th anniversary of Selma.
Oh!
1965, when, I don't even know what the fuck happened there, so let's move on. Never mind.
What are you talking... I was like, wait. I mean, I think I kind of understand what you're talking about, but...
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
My brain's too lazy to try and understand it.
On the new... It was on CNN, I think. Was it his... I think it was his last living... I don't know if it was Martin Luther King Jr.'s daughter, or was his granddaughter. I think it was his daughter. She was... Oh, hit my mic. She was on the news.
And I almost said Rosa Parks because I'm an asshole. Whoops.
Dude, she could have been Martin Luther King Jr.'s mom.
What?
She's old enough.
Wasn't I don't she? Know. Rosa Parks was a brave woman. Is she still alive?
No. I don't think so.
Oh.
Is she?
I don't know. I'm going to look it up. I'm not going to get yelled. Spoilers! Yelled, so fuck you.
Let's see. Rosa Parks.
Yeah, she died in 2005.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Brave that's, woman, never forget.
Yeah, that's sad.
She fought for the right stuff.
She fought for the bus. Because now my people don't have to sit in the back of the bus.
Your people, are you black?
No, I'm not black.
Whoa,
I was saying like,
wait, if I say are you black, is that fucking racist?
No, because I interpreted that it was, but
if you get offended, like, why? I just said are you black?
Because my people were killed by the white men.
Oh Jesus!
My people were Native American. Anyway,
I'm gonna say something dumb by accident, like are you black? And somebody's gonna be like, oh, that's offensive. And I'll be like, what the fuck?
Yeah, you're right.
I was just talking like, you know, things.
Yeah.
Yeah,
buddy? Yeah. Can we just, like, talk about Air's Netflix account usernames?
I mean...
Like, one of them's Robert, the other one's Roberto, and then one of them's Rob.
I use that one.
You use Rob?
Yeah.
Oh, I use, something new... some new thing I don't know.
It's just a some new thing.
So, is it some new thing, or is it... some new thing.
Some new thing, I have no idea. I have no idea. Recently watched House of Cards. Yeah, House of Cards. Cards.
Wait, are you looking for some new thing?
What?
Are you looking at some new thing?
No, look at Rob.
Oh, Rob? Let's see what you watch. But no,
No, I watched a lot of different stuff.
Oh, I'm still...
Different okay. things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Speaking of Netflix, you know what you should watch on Netflix? I don't know.
Ghost Hunt?
Ghost. Let's not get into that. Let's just move on to another topic.
It's a good show, though.
Yeah, Ghost Hunt is an anime. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
We gave nicknames to fucking everybody in the show.
Yeah.
Because it's fucking better with
it. I do remember them, Norman.
Especially because I really don't care too much about the anime.
Yeah.
Because we just watch it together.
Yeah, it's just, like, the fact that it's a friendship experience. Did you just fucking cough when I was talking? It's, like, a friendship experience. And,
yeah, buddy?
I will fucking take the first plane to New Jersey.
You know you need a plane to go from New York to New Jersey.
I'll take the first bus.
Just walk over the bridge like fucking Obama did at Selma.
Walk over the bridge. I swear to God, if you make a fucking New York City reference, I'm gonna... Shut up, Eric.
If I make a what?
If you make a New York City reference, I swear to God.
New York City?
I live in New York, but I don't New live York in City. New York City, right?
I went to the New York City a couple of times.
I went there twice in my life, and I get so fucking pissed because... People, whenever I'm there, somebody will be like, hey, where are you from? And I'm like, oh, I'm from New York. And they're like, oh, I've only been to New York City at least once. And I was like, I don't fucking live in New York City.
To see, I'm from Syracuse, New York. Oh, spoiler. But,
I don't know where I live, you fucking Leonia, New Jersey.
Yeah, New Leonia, New Jersey. Don't say it. People are going to stalk me.
Can you cut this part of the podcast out?
Yeah. So, anyways, we kind of spoiled some stuff about our lives, but anyways.
Yeah.
New York City. Let's talk about New York City.
I've only been there twice, and I was like 9, and it was for medical reasons, so I don't actually remember.
Oh, Jesus. It smells... I mean, I really like Times Square? New Roman? Times New Roman? No.
Times Square? Times New Roman.
Times Square. Yep. I just like facepalm and my glasses hit my ears.
No, Times Square was great. Wait, was Times Square the one that has Toys R Us?
Yeah.
Oh, I was in Toys R Us. That was fucking awesome. My grandfather took me
Times,
there.
Times New York. Times New York. Times New York. Times. Times Place.
Times Square.
It's a pretty, actually, it's not a bad place. I like it.
I wish I could have went down Rockefeller Plaza.
I think I've been there a couple of times. But like just the regular street, the regular streets of New York, it smells like pee sometimes, and I really don't like it.
No,
it would not be a place I would want to live in.
Dude, when I was there, I was in a hotel. I think it was the second time I was there. We were in a really good hotel, and it was like, it was like the Milford Plaza or something, and they had a fucking GameCube, and I was playing the shit out of that, man.
What year was this? Dude? Like
1980? Yes.
Although GameCube is a fucking great console.
Oh, dude, I still...
Shit, speaking of GameCubes, I have a project I've been working on for school about video games. Really? I've been doing it for the past fucking couple of days, over the last week. I'm still not done with it. It was due, like, about 2 weeks ago.
Dude, X-Men... what's it called? X-Men Is it Apocalypse?
I think
that was the
know.
Game on the GameCube, and that got me into gaming, and I was like, fuck, dude, Magneto, man, he's the bae.
Magneto. Oh, can we just talk about the X-Men?
I wasn't there for that.
Oh, so I'm gonna explain it to you. Like, I'm gonna explain it to somebody that's never heard a story. Because you never heard a story. Yeah. But let me find the fucking list. Yeah, okay. So one time I joined a Skype call between the Wrestling Pro Productions and other people. And I was fucking tired of shit and I wasn't talking into the mic. So at one point, dude, I don't know how the topic of Magneto came up. But I just started typing Smegneto. And then people were like, huh, lol. And I was like, hey, this can be a thing. So I came up with the Sex Men, like the X-Men. So there's Wolverine, Smegneto, the Breast, Sabretooth, Cyclitz, Professor Sex, Miss T. Is Jean Grey and Phoenix the same person? Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Alright, so it's either Jean.
Well, do you want me to go in depth on that, or do you want me to?
No, they're the same.
They're
person,
technically
whatever.
The same person. Yeah.
This is two different names. I came up with two different names. Whatever. So Jean Gay and Phoenix or Penis. And then I was like, I just went into a lot of different superhero teams and shows and shit.
I love how you left out all the Brotherhood.
No, I don't know who the I just came up with the.
Do you not know who the Brotherhood is? You just had Magneto, but you didn't have like Juggernaut or.
Oh, Juggernaut. What about Havok? I knew Havash. Okay.
And then, well, Havok, he's on X-Men, I thought.
I don't know who this is. I don't watch.
You could have done Demon.
For what? Storm.
X-Men.
Oh, X at the Seaman.
Charles, get it, Charles.
So anyways, and then I went into like the Avengers, mm-hmm. like Captain America, Cunt, the Hunk, Cockeye, Black Dildo, Iron Man, parentheses down there, parentheses end, and Whore, without an E, and then there's Dick Furry, but Furry's like F-U-R-R-Y, like the Furry.
Dude.
Dude, and then the Fantastic Whore. You have Mr. Fantastic, the Big Thing, Human Horch, and Invisible Whoa, man. And then I went to Walking Dead.
Invisible.
What?
Invisible Whoa, man.
Yeah. The Walking Dead isn't that good, so I don't think I want to go into this one. But the Fellowship of the Ring. We got Frildo. Samwise Gamgee. Pippin, Harry, Horomir, Gadolf, Legolas, Gimpy, and Araporn.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the fucking... I don't know if we should put all those in the think dump.
Can you put like a text file somewhere?
Yeah, I'll do that. Or I can just copy and paste all the names into your chat in Skype.
Or you can make a text file on like fanfic.net.
No.
Dude, you get so many good reviews.
We got like 10 minutes left till an hour, so what do you want to talk about for the last 10 minutes?
We didn't do Who Gives a Shit. We haven't done that in a bit.
Oh. Yeah, but Air said we're not doing that anymore, right? Oh, who cares? This is without Air, so we
can
do it.
Yeah, so we can fucking do it.
Alright, just give me a topic.
Grand Theft Auto 5.
Oh, shit, so we have Michael. Franklin, when I said Fassbender. Uh-huh. More like Assbender.
Yeah, you're right.
So Franklin and Trevor. Mm-hmm. Trevor's this criminal that's like crazy as fuck. Michael is this, I don't know what the fuck he is, like a cool guy. Mm-hmm. And he has a stupid fat son like me.
Oh.
And the,
Michael's and
Franklin's a cool guy.
Yeah.
And he's like, Lamar, yo, let's go drive some cars, right, in the beginning. Mm-hmm. And they race to a fucking, what's his name? Putin?
Solomon?
I don't know, it's Solomon. Yeah, same thing.
You race!
Wow, that was fucking racist.
That's funny because just, Solomon's always fucking, like, you racist.
Yeah, just keep in mind, everything I say in this podcast, it's mostly usually a joke, unless I'm really ranting about something.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just usually joking around. Yeah. So, like, if you're offended, don't. But anyways, what the fuck was I talking? Yeah. And then, the three eventually meet somehow. Like, fucking Franklin meets Michael through stealing the car back or something. Mm-hmm. And then they become friends, I guess. Not really. And they all have a fun time robbing stores and banks and shit. Right? Mm-hmm. And at one point, the twist, right?
Yeah, okay.
The twist is that Trevor's actually gay for Franklin.
Franklin?
Yeah, and then Franklin, like, cheats on him by fucking Michael.
Oh, yeah. That's exactly what happens.
And then Michael's son gets run over by a car.
Dude, you had that spot on, man.
Dude, that's the whole plot of GTA 5.
Yeah. What about House of Cards?
Oh, let's do this. Francis Underwood. Mm-hmm. Ruthless politician. Cool, sexy-ass guy. Mm-hmm. He, what's his other face? He wants to become the ruler of the world.
Yeah.
So he's like, hello, audience. See, if that was a real life situation, if House of Cards was real life, you would just see Kevin Spacey talking, like, into the ear. It'd be the most awkward fucking shit ever.
Well, but, I mean, his monologues are great, though.
It's pretty great. I love that woman. If it was real life.
I love that woman more than sharks love blood.
You should do that at RTX in real life. Just, like, start talking to the air. Like,
dude, I made a pact like, that I was going to do that at school.
Holy shit, do it, please. Yeah. Film it.
Dude, have a camera angle just at that place so I look into the camera.
Yeah, and just, like, everybody's just like, what the fuck are you doing? But anyways, and then Zoe comes in. She's this news article writer who's, like, really, like, bad. Not bad, but, like, she's not doing as much as she wants to. So she, like, seduces Kevin Spacey, but it tries to.
Mm-hmm.
It worked for me. They didn't work for Kevin Spacey. Mm-hmm. And the, what the fuck was it? And then she's like, damn it, I don't have sex with Spacey. Now I'm done with life.
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually she just, like, becomes a corrupt politician.
Yeah.
And she runs for president, mm-hmm. defeats Kevin Spacey as president.
Oh, shit.
And then she gets assassinated by JFK's ghost.
Yeah.
That's the twist. JFK is actually still alive.
Oh, shit, dude. That's exactly twist. What fucking happened. You just spoiled season 3, man.
It's just he's a zombie. That's the thing.
Oh, shit. You spoiled season 3.
No, I'm sorry. I just spoiled it till season 7.
Yeah, you did, actually, man. You spoiled the plot. Netflix, like, now has to pay you because
I'm
you
sorry,
have
Netflix.
The plot.
I just think, oh, this is dumb. That was the dumbest plot.
That was the best plot.
I was just talking from, like, the tip of my dick. Like, I was like, all right, so just say the first thing that comes to mind.
Wow.
Seducing and then running for president.
I mean, that kind of... I mean, if yeah. she wasn't a reporter, that would make sense.
Reporter turned president. So,
I mean, that makes sense too, though. Like, I could see a reporter being a president. I mean, I could see Ronald Reagan becoming a president. He was an actor.
Ronald Reagan's was a fucking president, though.
I said I could see him, and he was one, so...
Oh, I thought you meant, like, I could see him becoming president.
Oh, no. I meant I saw him as, like, one.
Like, what the fuck? What?
He's dead, isn't he?
Yeah, well, where'd he be a party
pooper? I was just asking if he was dead. Where'd I didn't know if it was him or Carter.
No, I'm just gonna go into my depressing radio voice.
Alright.
Hi, guys. My name's Leo.
Hi, Leo.
Welcome to the podcast.
Okay, I'm glad to be here.
Today, I almost put myself to sleep.
Yeah, have you ever realized how, like, do you have a Grand Theft Auto 5 map?
What do you mean?
The map that came, like, or did you buy it digitally or did you buy it on disc?
No, my friend gave it to me new disc.
Do you have the map that came with it?
Let me look.
Conveniently, it's placed right here. Yes, I do.
Okay, if you look at the map, the one that has, like, more Blaine County exposed than, like, Los Santos County.
I am not opening the map up.
Okay. Well, if you look at it, there's, like, a train, like, track, and it goes above ground and below... I think it's the trolley, actually. It goes above ground and below ground, and the above ground part is, like, highlighted in orange. The below ground is highlighted in red, and the orange parts make up a swastika.
Rockstar is actually the Nazis trying to come
back. Dude, Rockstar is Illuminati.
Plot twist. Hey, that was the actual plot of House of Cards.
Was it? They're Illuminati or they're Nazis? Yeah. Or both.
Same thing.
Same thing, yeah.
The Nazis are actually the Illuminati.
Oh, shit, dude.
Oh, no, they're called the Illuminati. I think the letter Z wasn't invented before that, so they were like, we are the Nazis.
The Illuminati. Oh, wait, that makes sense. We're the Illuminati.
Yeah, no, but the Nazis were, like the ones that weren't part of the Illuminati.
We are the Illuminati.
We are the Nazi. Where the fuck is this going?
Oh, my God. Okay, we should probably get off that topic.
Yeah, so last 3 minutes, let's do a speed round.
Alright.
Do you ever just cringe, watch cringy videos, just to make yourself cringe, and then just, like, recover from that immediately?
No.
I do that a lot to myself because I hate myself for some reason.
Oh, do you watch those MLG YouTube videos?
Sometimes.
Oh, I fucking love that. I had like a huge obsession for a while after Air showed me the Django Unchained one. Put a link in the.
I need to watch that movie.
Yeah, it was a pretty good movie with what's his face?
You know, but like they're like a lot of the MLG videos I watch, like they're fucking funny. But at one point, the jokes stop. Some of the jokes stopping funny.
Yeah, they do after a while. Because I got bored with them pretty quick, though. But there was one which was, like, I could probably link it. It was Bill Gates. And it was fucking awesome towards the end. Like, Gaben was in it and shit, and it was perfect.
Just send me the link. I'm going to name a bunch of MLG videos that you should link that I really fucking like. Let's see. There's MLG Rap Battle. And the MLG Fedora. It's called How to Fedora. You should put those things linked up. Those actually made me laugh my ass off. Mm-hmm. At school. Speaking of school, I almost went back to the topic of health class. Let's see, what the fuck
was I talking about? At school, I watched the RT Podcast 10.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I was in school and I was listening to it and I wanted to laugh so bad. There was, like, a joke that was really funny, and I was, like, resisting the urge to laugh so bad, and I couldn't take it anymore, so I was just, like, laughing out loud. The kid looked at me weird, and I was like, don't say anything.
Yeah, no, who gives a shit, though? He's just like, why are you laughing? Like, who gives a shit? Yeah. Really. There's always one joke that fucking makes me laugh every time. I'm gonna talk about another podcast, but in the Rooster Teeth podcast. Mm-hmm. There's always this one time. Like, I don't want to remember which particular podcast, but every time I think about it, I kind of chuckle. Fucking Gus, Gustavo Sorola, he's like, I started jogging again, and I realized I have boobs. And I was like, God, every time I just think of, like, him jogging, mm-hmm. and then he's just, I don't know, that fucking makes me laugh every time. I just want to remember which one it is, because it's so fucking funny to me for some reason, because I'm an immature bitch, but... I don't know. Mm-hmm. So we have 10 seconds till an hour on this recording.
Well, I mean,
except you're probably going to cut you're going to cut some parts out, so we can talk a couple more minutes.
Yeah. So I mean,
yeah.
I don't know, man.
Yeah. All right. So what were we talking about?
I don't remember.
Pubber pee.
Oh no.
What does that even mean?
I don't know, like, but that sounds weird.
The growing male pee. Why did I say male penis? Is there such a thing?
Are you alright?
No, okay. I'm fucking high.
Just keep going online.
Oh, let's talk about musicians that we like.
I mean, you wanna? What's your favorite band or bands?
I can never choose one because I don't.
Well, just name
one.
Just name up to like five.
All right. Does it have to be a band or
it could be a person?
Right. Ed Sheeran, mm-hmm. obviously. Linkin Park. Mm-hmm. Fuck, this is hard. What do I listen to a lot? Damn it, let me check my phone. Oh, I really like Maroon 5. Mm-hmm. Yeah, those people. Those people, really, yeah. Let's see. Music, phone. I've been listening to a lot of the Gorillaz lately. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Eric, because he really likes them. Mm-hmm. I also started listening to Paramore.
Misery Business is really good.
Misery Business is fucking great.
Oh, have you heard the 8-Bit Misery Business?
No.
Oh, that's perfect.
Oh, I love 8-Bit remixes of songs that are like pop songs. Yeah. They're fucking amazing. This is hard to choose. I mean, Froggy Fresh isn't bad.
Oh, dude.
Oh, I really like Calvin Harris.
Yeah.
I like a lot of bunch of random dubstep music and like techno and that mm-hmm. part.
Yeah.
I like everyone's like, yo, no, it's trap, techno, electronica. And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? It's all the same to me. Not really the same, but like, yeah. They're all good music to me. Fuck, what was I gonna say?
I don't know. I mean, you already had five there, so you could stop if you want.
Right?
Okay.
But I obviously listen to a lot of others. Oh, Jeff Williams. Oh, Williams.
Mine would have to be Stuck in Your Radio.
Oh, fuck.
Shout out to Sly Fox Hound. And Immortal HD. We don't talk. Don't stop.
Isn't Immortal HD, like, not in the band anymore? Huh? Or something? I don't know. I was reading about the fucking band, and it was like, oh, he announced that he wasn't playing bass for the band. I was like, what?
I don't know, man. I just like their last four songs. Red Hot Chili Peppers is really good.
Nah, I've never heard of
them. Our Last Night, amazing. They do a lot of covers of pop songs, too. Like, they did a Katy Perry Dark Horse, shout out to the intro, cover, and it was really good. I loved it. They did a Wrecking Ball one, which was also really good.
That's actually not a bad song, to be honest. I don't like the music video, though.
No.
That's bad.
Another, Hollywood Undead has to be one of my favorites.
Oh, I've only heard that because you and Liam were like, oh my god, Hollywood
Undead. Their fucking newer songs are amazing, and I want to see them. They're going to be 2 hours away on the 15th, and I wish I could see them, but I can't buy tickets. And then, what was the last band? Oh, Arctic Monkeys.
Oh, they're fucking amazing.
Yeah.
My favorite song by them is probably the number one party anthem.
Yeah.
That one's like, really my...
I
actually really like
this. Yeah, I like Why You Always Call Me When You're High. That's pretty good.
Shit. The only melody I really have, like, when I know what the fuck? Let me re-explain it. The only song that I really can be like, oh, I can't stand it right now. I recognize this melody. It's the party anthem. Everything else, I'm like, what song is this again?
Do I Want to Know is really good, too.
Oh, that's a good song.
Also, Are You Mine? Those are probably my favorites.
I recognize the names on my phones because I always check them to see what they mm-hmm. are. But fucking, I keep on forgetting what they sound like. This is the problem. Like, when I start listening to a new artist that I've never listened to,
yeah.
I get a bunch of their phones on my songs. Wait.
Their phones of my songs?
Their songs on my phone?
Yeah.
Whoops. It's like, what song is this again? Oh, yeah, this one. What song is it? It takes me a while to listen. It takes me a while to learn the names of songs that goes with the song melody.
Mm.
When it's a new artist, I'm like, why?
Yeah.
Unless it has a really defining memory. Melody. Thanks for listening to me.
I mean, we could wrap it up after you're done if you want.
Well, I mean, do you want to talk about anything else?
No, I don't really have anything else. Do you have anything you want to address or...
Okay, so it's just a public service announcement.
Mm-hmm.
Be careful when your hormones. And that was the rest of Perkins.
Bye, guys!